thought you did a Torah manch to Ches Tishu Toshin Pei Hei Rabbi Baruch Dona.
Tomorrow night, we're entering Edi Yom Kippur, the end of our Aser Simei Teshuva. Perhaps there's one Nekuda, perhaps we can take with us. We're waiting for the Rabbeinu Shnei Olam to give us Slicha or Mechila. Rabbeinu Shnei Olam is waiting to say Salach Tikud Varecha. He's waiting, he's looking forward to say Salach Tikud Varecha. What can we do to make sure we get the Salach Tikud Varecha? We have to realize that Yom Kippur is the control, the last control of our whole year. It's called Rosh Hashanah. Why is it called Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh, the head? And Yom Kippur is the end of Rosh Hashanah, of the Yom Yom. Why is it called Rosh? Our head controls our whole body. Our brain sends the messages. What's going to happen? What should we do? What signs are we going to make? We want to lift a finger all from the head. We want to move our leg. We want to open our mouth. We want to read. Anything. It's controlled by our head. Every decision on our body comes from the head. Every decision, what's going to happen during the year. What's going to happen to us? What kind of year are we going to have? It's all from Rosh, from now, from Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. Rabbeinu Shem is going to decide, the Chassim is going to be, what's going to happen to us next year, in the coming year? It's all the Rosh. We can help, and Rabbeinu Shem gave us the last Yom Kippur, the last day of the Seher Simei Teshuva, to see what we could do, that Rabbeinu Shem could say, Slach Yikud Varecha. And I want to say one Nekuda, which I've seen in the Mepharshim, which sometimes can prevent us from having a Chassima, prevent us from having good year, if we don't do it properly. We say every day, Hachazireinu b'shuva shalema lefanecha. We don't just say, Hashbach, help us to do tshuva. It says, shalema lefanecha. What does it mean, Hachazireinu b'shuva shalema lefanecha? And the Father should explain, that's the Godla tshuva, shemagas ad kisse ha-kovod. Tshuva goes all the way to kisse ha-kovod. And I saw the Father ask a question, our tshuva goes all the way up to kiss our covered. Why kiss our covered? Our kishbach is everywhere. Kvoidoi mole oilam. Our kishbach is here. Why is it going to say the tshuva goes all the way to kiss our covered? I saw Gewaldiger pshat, different mafashim say the same thing. It goes up to kiss our covered means to the court, to the higher court. Every court has its way of functioning. Every way has its peculiar, a particular point, how it judges everyone. The Ribbono Shel Olam has his way, and what's his particular in, how he's going to judge us on Yom HaDin. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Chosmo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's seal is Emes. Hashem Elokeichem Emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants truth. Whatever you do, but it's got to be truthful. It's got to be through and through. It's got to be bulletproof. If it's not bulletproof, it's not. It's a chisson in what we're doing. It's megas ad kisse ha-kovod. Hachzireinu b'shuva shleima lefanecha. It's got to be a shleima lefanecha. It's got to be such a one which the court of lefanecha, the Rabbeinu Shem, in other words, the Rabbeinu Shem place, the Rabbeinu Shem's way of ruling, it's got to go synchronized with the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it. If not, it's hachzireinu b'shuva, but it's not lefanecha. We have to go, it's got to be a come to the Rabbeinu Shem. It won't get there. The Rambam says, very clear, we say to Yom HaDin, we say, Baichein Levovis B'Yom HaDin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to just say words. He's going to check, is it emes? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, very nice, good. I'll say, next year I want to be a good person. I want to change. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu can check in it, do you really mean it? I'm still giving an illustration. Do you really mean it? I really want to go along and do it. Or we're saying it, part of our ritual, part of our davening is, say the davening. No, no. Himself, who's the judge, he has to go along and testify. I can see it's emes what we're saying. We're not just saying it. I really mean it seriously. And that's why we start a whole Yom Adin, a whole Yom Kippur. Why does it start with Kol Nidre? It's so unimportant, really, in tshuva. It's got no connection to tshuva kabbat. Why we start out, everybody's thinking, Kol Nidre, you line Kol Nidre. What's Kol Nidre about? If you think Kol Nidre, it's the beautiful introduction to our whole, to our whole final Yom Tshuva. And Shbachu, you see, is a word of word. Do you mean what he's doing? You're saying, you're davening to Shbachu. Do you mean it? Or you're just saying words? If we take three dayonim, and we're going to see, and we're heading within the every word, we're warning us, a word is a word. If you promise that Baruch Hu, it's going to be emes. If it's not, I want to give you an illustration. I want to give you a maisa. Maisa happened, you perhaps you all know the maisa. A maisa happened 4 years ago. The story happened in America, in New York. There was, if you remember, there was a grocery store, which some Arabs came in, and started shooting left, right, and center. If you remember the story. They came in and were shooting left, right, and center, and quite a few people were killed. And the interesting is, just then, that moment, a teacher, passed by. He was just passing by, back from school, from teaching, and he comes towards the grocery shop. And he sees there the grocery shop, he sees over there, he says, I'll tell you, ambulances, police, cordon off the strings, he can't go. And he gets all excited. He gets a bit worried. He asks somebody, what's going on? That grocery shop down there, didn't you hear? The Arabs came in and they started shooting left, right, and centre. He gets white and he goes with sugar. He said, what's going on here? My wife said that she's going to the grocery shop. And just at that time, yoy, my wife, and he goes up to police. Leave us alone, we haven't identified anybody, sorry. He runs home, opens the door, and he screams, his wife's there. His wife's there. What's the matter, what's the matter? Didn't hear what's going on. The grocery shop is being, the Arabs came in, shooting people, are dying, people have died. Didn't you say you're going to go to the grocery shop at that moment? Yes, I was going to go. Yes, I did. Well, what time? I was supposed to go that time to the grocery shop. Why did you go? Interesting, he said. I had my coat on. I was going to go to the grocery shop. At that moment, there was a doorbell. Somebody ringing at the bell. Opened the door. It was a parcel for me. You ordered something? Yes, I didn't tell you. I ordered something. On Yom Kippur, I was standing in shul last week, a week ago, I was standing in shul, and I said to the Rabbeinu Shlomo, I got emotional, and I felt I've got to do something for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we came to Kehila Erdin, Boichin Levovis B'Yabedin. Very nice, I'm saying tshuva, tshuva, tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu testing me. Then I decided, you know what, in my tzinius, I'm not 100%. I'm going to go along and buy a Motzli's ticket dress. After Yom Kippur, immediately I came home, I didn't tell you, and I ordered one or two new dresses. At that moment, when I was going to go to the grocery shop, the doorbell went. Said the wife by herself, I can see my Festa Kabbalah that I had when I did tshuva. I did a proper tshuva. That saved me who knows what. The Ribbono Shel, we don't know. If we have a proper Kabbalah, it makes a difference in our life. It doesn't have to be something big. It can be something small. One little point. But one little point we're taking, just to think, when I'm saying davening, the davening is so beautiful. I'll go through the davening. I went last night through Bashir, through davening. It's absolutely beautiful. So many little things. I'll just take one little point, one more point, I'm coming to my own. We say every day in David, we're going to say one point, we're going to say now. We say that what are we saying? So all I say, we're going to say it, we're going to have it now, nine times we're going to have it now. What's the powers, the might of the Kishbach's hand, the strength of the Kishbach's hand, in right hand. What are we saying? I want to say, to me, I could liven up these words a bit. I'm just going to say gone, and the gone, you look at the gone, doesn't look very much, but I'm going to put it to life. The gone says, Ois biyorcho, teva, ugvuro bibinecho, lebal biteva. What's it mean? Tell a story. I'm going to take a story. I don't think I ever said it here. It was a mice in London. I remember this mice. I won't say any names. It was Elul. There was a person in London, a businessman, a very wealthy businessman. He was in business, and all of a sudden he had pains, terrible pains. So his wife said, go to the doctor. Go to the doctor. Then went to the doctor. Doctor said, okay, it could be something serious. Went to a specialist. Specialist made scans. Kids went to another one, and they said, it's got a very serious machle. I don't know if I can help you, but I will send you to one more. They went to one more, and they said, your time is limited. The husband came home from the appointment, came home, went into a room, and started screaming, crying away. His wife came in and said, what's the matter? And he told me, and this time, you know, I went to the doctor, and he said, send one to another, and nothing can do. Time is limited. The wife couldn't control him. The wife phones up a friend of his, and says, do me a favor, my husband is hysterical. He just got his diagnosis. And the friend comes down, they speak together, and starts talking to him, and starts with chazkim. Don't worry. Listen, the doctor said nothing to do. Listen, you know what? One of the rashivas here in town, Great Godel, is in town. Let's go for a brocha to this rashiva. This Rav, Godel, whoever it was. All right. Phoned up the host where the Rav was staying. It's very important. It's a dachuf. Please take this person in before. He takes him to this Godel. And the Godel listens. The Godel says, you've told me just now, diagnosed by the doctor. You told me the exact thing. I don't think I can do that much. What's I do? I'll teva, think on shmachin. He starts crying. Do about fail. Listen, there's something which is teva, and something which is remala b'decha teva. Something which is remala. What do you mean? I'm only if you undertake something which is more, then the Ram Kishbach will do something that's more. What do you mean? I'll tell you what. Seem the Rav knew who this person was, the Rav Shiva knew. Give away to stock immediately more than half your wealth. Oh, can't do that. Ah. You want the Belishan to go Leman Mitzvah? You do Bel Mitzvah. The person was sitting there. Listen, what he'll do? He goes home, takes a checkbook, Ebbis Meister, he writes out checks to the tune of more than half his wealth. He gave it away. He went back after Sukkos for a scan, all gone. We come and approach the Ribbono Shel Olam Adin. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know. We're davening to you. We're going to say the words tomorrow, Oiz b'yodcha u'gvur b'minecha. We don't know. Oiz, the Gon says, Oiz, iteva, pesleteva. Or perhaps we need a marmitecheteva, like the story we just said. Like the Maisa. Perhaps we need something which will manabitechateva. Oh, manabitecheteva, teva, where am I? Then the Boish, you do your half, your bit. Then the Boish will go along. That's the approach we have to take. We don't know next year, what do we need? We look around what's going on. We must say, Baruch Hashem, we see in the last few, in the last year, it's been in El Sol, it's been a manabitechateva. What's happened there with the rockets and thing, it's the man with the no shayla, we've been davening, it's only been davening last Rosh Hashanah. Ois b'yoncha, aber gevura, gevura b'mnecha. Rebbeinu Shem helped us. Baruch Hashem, nobody says it's not Teva, it's Nisim. No shayla, it's Nisim, Nisim, from the Rebbeinu Shleinim. No shayla. So Rebbeinu Shem helped us. Hundreds and hundreds of rockets coming on a one, Baruch Hashem, nothing. Rebbeinu Shem looks after us. It's our tefillahs that's helping to go along and help what's going on. So we have to go daven. We don't know in our own families what we need. Maybe panosa, maybe whatever, shiduchim, whatever we need. We need it. Oyez b'yoncha u'gevurim v'necha. Abitera kenzam, we go to Boishim, I don't deserve it. But Boishim, I'm going to exert myself even harder. But we have to go along. Again, we have to be, the kudah is, we said before, and it's emes. The Boishim's emes, we have to go with Hamza too. If not truthful in ourselves, Koiv Hashem l'chol Koiv Hashem k'ruv emes. Who is HaKadosh Baruch Hu near to? Who did HaKadosh Baruch Hu like? Who is your friend? Who is your Koiv to? Hashem k'ruv emes. Not to Ikru, emes. Like we said, all the other Chazal. It's lefonecho, it's got to be in the lefonecho, the kiss HaKobod. As Gabon Shabbos said. It's got to be, that's, if it's not emes, it's a Chazal al Tshuva. As I said, that's that story from that lady. She was saved from New York. Was saved, nothing else, because she would become. She wanted to have a proper tshuva. And straight after Yom Tov, she straight away phoned the catalog to go and get the. Somebody once came to Dinah Bramsky. Dinah Bramsky sitting in Chasna, and I don't know if you remember Dinah Bramsky. Bramsky, some of you. Somebody shot me head, so Dinah Bramsky, the one with white beard, still remember the thing. And Dinah Bramsky was getting a gone the Golby Saul. He came to Chasna, and he asked him the following Shaila. What's a Shaila? He said, I don't know if you remember, nowadays airline tickets don't exist. Yeah, everything's lined and dusty, we come there without anything at all. Just show something, you got on a plane. If you remember, they used to sell papers, a few papers and things. So somebody came with his ticket to Dinah Bramsky. And he said, I want to change my ticket for, I want to make, I found out this room on the plane. I can't take the plane, I want to go on. I want to change the thing. I want to change the third of the month to the eighth of the month. Very, very easy. Can I do it? There's room on the plane, I can do it. Said Dan Abramsky, do it, you can do it. Emes, a truth of life, yeah. Nothing. We go from this, goes to something else. Emes is not. Emes, you can do it, yeah? Ken time. Emes, it's not. You won't see a tzloch in your children, he said. So Dinah said. I had the privilege many years ago, I was in America, and I had the privilege to go to see Yaakov Kamenetsky. I don't know if any of you went to see him. I went to Moshe Feinstein, I went to Rabbi Yaakov, and I went to Rabbi Yaakov, whoever saw Rabbi Yaakov, his tumus is Moedik. I came on a Sunday morning, and I prepared a whole lot of questions for him. I prepared for Victor Miller, and I prepared for him. And I was there for just under an hour. And when I left by the door, I asked Rabbi Yaakov, can I ask another shy little? No. Yeah. So I asked him this funny shayla. Perhaps you've seen the shayla. I think it's printed already. But ma rachti yomecha. Why were you so much sliach satsi? It was the last year of his life. He was 94. And I asked him, ma rachti yomecha. Why were you zeichet hamarichas yom? So Rabbi Yaakov smiled. Mr. Meyeveshain. I did know something. Ich will hear, and I said, I want to hear it from the Rosh Hashiva. So he said to me, Azoi, he said, when I was in Slobodka, he used to be called up to go to the army, for the army, subscription of the army. So one day I get a guluya, I got a card, come to the army officers. And I went. Now, you had to be 18 years old to go, your subscription. So I come there. And I come there and they said, what's your name? Jacob, yeah, Kalevsky, yeah, all of them. Yeah, and you're 18 years old? No, I'm not 18 years old. The Bachim in the Shiva always used to make themselves younger. You see that. And they knew that thing. So he said, no. You're saying a lie. So Biaka said, I never say a lie. I don't speak lies. I only speak the truth. Said one officer to another, we can see from this person that he's a truthful person. He only that doesn't say lies. Said Rabbi Yaakov Nesky to me, but he said it in his Tzvi Mizdik, Unichmein as a chanoz noch zogin de zelbe heint. I think I can still say the same thing today at 94. I only spoke the truth. B'marach to Yomecha. We all are going to wear white clothing, white kittles. Many reasons, you all know the reasons. I've got another reason, which I saw, not mine, saw it. Why do you wear a white kittle? When you wear something black, coloured, the stains are camouflage. You can't really see if it's dirty or not. On white, you can see the emes. You can see the stains. Look at your thing. You can see the emes. Today, Yom Kippur, we're emes. We're all going to be emes-like people. We're white. I once heard from Rabbi Yaakov Kamnetsky, Nachazach, that's Titn Emes Liakov. Rabbi Yaakov Kamnetsky was once came for a chasna in Borough Park. He lived in Monzi. He came to Borough Park, and in Borough Park, he dumped shachis in a chassidish shtibl. Rabbi Kornetsky was no way a chassid. After davening, they all went, the chassidim came over to him, Rabbi Yaakov's door, in our place of medrash, and asked him a question. And he said, what was the question? Bit of a chutzpah. Where's your Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin? Wie's der Rabbeinu Tam? Not wearing my Rabbeinu Tam. What did Rabbi Yaakov Kornetsky say? He didn't say, Oit chazoid lemoyed. Well, one day. In his last year, or 2 years before he was nifter, he starts putting on Rabbeinu Tam. And the family asked him, what's going on? Why are you putting Rabbeinu Tam now? So he said, many years ago, I was in Borough Park, and I said, and they asked me about the Chassidish Shtibl, and they asked me about Tzvil, Rabbeinu Tam, and I said, Oid Chazoin Lamoyed. I must keep my word. If you don't keep your word, it's a skula for Arichas Yomim, a skula for a thing, you keep one's word. We say that Yaakov Vinu was Zeicha to have a beautiful family. Why was he Zeicha to have, out of all the others, why was he? Emes. He built up Klal Yisrael. One wants good children. One wants lovely children. One wants a lovely family. The Bnei Shem looks, am I emistic? We have to be truthful. It must be in business. It must be anything. Am I truthful? If we're not, we can't be much. We don't get that slach at all. It's we say in Santa Zach, and we're talking about emes. We say Tali Beinul of the emes. We Bnei Shem help go tamle emes. Kiatol kib emes udvarch emes. A gesprochen, what's asked to be emes? We ask gesprochen, you have to help us have emes. Why? Because you, the symbol we spoke about all night, is emes. Udvach emes, and your word is emes. Have you ever thought, what's udvach emes? What's the word udvach emes? So I saw from the Kemasvi, but he's in his sefer, beautiful. He says, when the Kishbach created the world, he created two middas. He created the middas ha-din and middas emes. So the middas din emes. Emes is truth. Middas ha-rachamim. Rachamim and emes. Says the Medrash, you see the Medrash in Bereishis, the middas ha-rachamim came crying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he said, Ribbono Shel Olam, why did he create me? You are Din, you are Emes, Hashem Lekechem Emes, you're only truthful, that's Din. So why did he create me? So the Medrash says, Minister Gachem said, crying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he said, don't worry, I'll never go to Din unless I take Rachem in there. I'll always take you with. And not only that, I'll be Magdim Rachemim L'Regis. I'll put you before Rachemim beforehand. Shenema, B'yoyim, Hiboris, Hashem, Elikim, Shemaim Borot. Hashem, Rachemim, Elikim, Din, HaKadosh Baruch Hu always give with you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a promise many, many years ago. And the promise was that I'll always use Rachemim and I'll be Magd Rachemim Din. I'm standing here on Yom HaDin. I'm standing here on Yom Kippur. I don't know what's going to happen next year. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at my last year, perhaps I don't deserve it. It was Din. Who knows if I'll ever be Matzliach. What do we say over here? No. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Udvach Emes, remember your word, your promise. Use that promise on me. In other words, use Rachabim on me. V'tali bein avdrab emes, your word is emes. You promised this guy you'll always use rachamim. I need rachamim. And Ishbach, help me go along and use rachamim with him. The Hasid came to one of the Rebbes at the end of Yom Noraim and asked for bracha. This Rebbe that came to Reb Simcha Bunim Ibshisra, the Chassid went to queue, and the Rebbe asked Rebbe, Rebbe, give us a Eitzah that we should be Tzliach the coming year. The Rebbe answered, I want each one of you to make Kabbal on yourself, undertake the Midas Emes. And I tell you now, he said, if you're make Kabbal Midas Emes, and that is the key to Yom Kippur Yom Noraim, you'll be Matzliach the coming year. State in this, when I saw it, the ones who were Kabbal, the ones a few of them made the Kabbalists, then they were very, very Matzliach. In fact, I saw the Gaon says, I want to read out the Gaon. The Gaon says that if you want the end to all the Tzoras in Klal Yisrael, the only way is to the Gula should come and we should have Eretz back in Eretz Yisrael. That's all the Lashon. In the Gaon, Shloi Dechav Yerushalayim Ela Shabatu Anshe Emana Emes, be mekabel on yourself Emes. If you go along mekabel yourself Emes, then that's the way we bring the Gula. Now so as well, a meritic skula from the Chofetz Chaim. Now I end off with this. A meritic skula from the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim says, it's one of his letters. The Chofetz Chaim writes a skula. Kol azoy tomid b'midas emes loy rak shematzil es nafshoy, not only he will be safe from any problems, elo gam bonov ubnoisov matzil memisa umikol tzora. He writes over there, and it will be matzliach with your children in chinuch. So I'm reading out Mida Chofetz Chaim writes in his letter, if you want hatzlocha in the coming year, maybe in business, maybe anything. We all want a tzlocha. Epsi Kabbalah, but we must be truthful. It's no good to get davening, as we went through all these things, going davening, 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 and tonight things will change. For sure, we'll see how things go. One Kabbalah, like I said for that lady, she had one Kabbalah on Kippur, and she'd be Kabbalah son at death. She was saved from that horror in Borough Park. One little Kabbalah, doesn't mean a big thing. One Kabbalah. It's Emes Kabbalah, and I mean it, and I'm going to do something about it straight away. Then on Yom Kippur, I'm saying, I'm going to do this, but I'm going to do this. I'm going to make yourself a little tzakana to it. That will bring you Hatzlocha. Very sure to help, Be'ez Hashem. We should all be on Hatzliach and see Hatzlocha in the coming year, Be'ez Hashem.